to the White House archives.
Was delivered to the White House?
Custody of those papers.
Excuse me, sir. The book was delivered to the White House archives?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Which has custody of those papers shortly after the return to Washington.
Abe, I don't think the correct word is White House archives. Because it has a different set of them. I checked that word, would you, with the Juanita and Dorothy.
Dorothy, White House archives, or is that a correct term, or what would you call it?
Let him write his statement. Make notes of what you want to add to it.
Well, you could say, if you want to be very cautious about it, you could say to the custodian, to the White House custodian of the president's papers. Which is part of the archive.
I'd say the White House custodian of the presidential paper, the presidential papers.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Presidential papers and documents.
Right. Now, that's the first statement I'd make. Then second, if you're asked, has any decision been made as to what will be done with this? You say, no decision's been made about this or specifically about other papers of the president.
I thought we'd made it to put them in the library in Austin.
Well, you're going to have a lot that won't go there. There's a sorting job.
Yeah, okay, all right, go ahead.
But anyway, I just don't want people to get confused. Actually, there's nothing to be worried about because the Johnson Library is going to be part of the archives of the United States under the National Archive. It's just like the Eisenhower Library and the Truman Library. There's nothing to worry about. It's just a question of public confusion. Now, next, you asked, can you describe this book or this Bible? And I'd say that actually, then I'd have Christensen say that actually, although it didn't seem to have been known at the time, it was not a Bible, but it was a missile.
I'm sorry.
I say, if Christensen is, he will then be asked to describe this Bible, you see?
Yes, sir.
And he'll have to say that it turns out that it was not, strictly speaking, a Bible, but it was a missile, M-I-S-S-A-L, or prayer book, which belonged to President Kennedy.
Is it a new prayer book, Judge?
Sir?
Is it a new prayer book? Does it have a date in it?
Well, it's published by the Catholic Book Publishing Company in New York. And it has the imprimatur of the official acceptance seal of Francis Cardinal Spellman, Archbishop of New York. Oh, here's a copyright. Latest copyright is 1960.
I think we ought to say it's 1960.
Yeah, and since it says the imprimatur of Cardinal Spellman. It says copyright 1960, 1957, 1953.
Yeah, I think
its latest copyright is 1960.
I think it's good to say that
because
otherwise it might appear as the Holy Family Bible.
Yeah, that's what the story indicated.
That's a good idea, yeah. It's very new and it obviously hadn't been read.
I think you might insert the sentence and has no
signature,
there's
nothing on the book.
No handwriting, no signature or handwriting in it.
Or anything whatsoever. Mr. Christensen, actually, there's nothing that would identify this as the property of Kennedy or anybody else except the leather cover. The leather cover has embossed on it, on the inside, mind you, on the inside, it has embossed JFK. On the outside, there is a cross on the front cover, and an embossed cup, you know, a ritual cup on the back cover, and that's all. Except for that, there's absolutely nothing here that would identify this as belonging to President Kennedy or anybody else. And it's a slip cover, which is not part of the book itself. Do I make that clear?
A slip cover?
Yes, you do.
It's a slip cover.
Kind of a book cover.
Like a book jacket?
It's a leather slip cover. It's a leather slip cover.
It's a box that the book fits into.
In effect, a cover. The book itself just slips into this and has no identification whatever.
Nice.
Printed, written, notes, or anything else. It's unmarked, totally and completely.
The box, or the... Okay. But the inscription, or the embossed JFK, is on the actual leather cover of the book on the
no,
inside.
Sir.
It's not,
no, sir.
You've seen his, show him my book in there that's got a cover on it.
It's a slip cover, you know, a jacket, not the, what is
it's a hardcore jacket that it just fits into like a box with three sides, doesn't have a
lid.
Well,
get him to show him one of those Hope for America's leather bound ones.
Yeah, I've got one here now.
Okay, but that's... Now on the cover, on the inside of the cover, there's a JFK. On the book itself, there's nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Nothing on the book. And in the book itself, there's a place there for what? For name and...
There's a place here that says printed on the second sheet here that says, this missile belongs to, then there are dotted lines and the date. There's nothing written in there, printed or otherwise. Absolutely nothing.
So I would assume what happened was that when somebody handed this, we took the oath on it. From what Berg said, she did not see the JFK on the inside. Is that possible?
It's not only possible, it's entirely probable. You take this book in your hand, what all you see is a black leather cover and a cross. It's only if, when you look at the inside of the leather slip container, that you see JFK. That's the only place where there's any personal identification at all, and that is embossed in the leather.
It appears
from the label here that I just read to you, you know, the leather tool cover, which is not part of the book. It's a label that's stuck on here. What happened is that this Sunday missile, the book, was put in a cover which Cassidy of Medford, Massachusetts, designed and hand-tooled in this particular way with JFK on it, and then presented to President Kennedy. That's pretty clear. But if you took the oath on this thing, it'd just be amazing if you had any idea what was in it. You'd have to read the darn thing.
Well, I'd make 2 points clear, that the initials were on the inside of this box-like cover.
Mm-hmm.
And that the date of the missile is the last copy, the copyright was 1960.
That's right.
And that in the sheet where the ownership, the name is printed as normal in Bibles, there's nothing.
And that there are no marks, pencil, pen, or any identification or any markings on this whatsoever.
Right.
Of
no
any
book
kind
marks.
Of nature or description.
So I guess our theory is that we thought it was just a part of the Air Force book complements.
Air Force One.
Yeah.
Book.
They have books in there, and they have them in there.
And it was taken out of its cover, obviously, before you took your oath. The cover wasn't on it. The slip jacket wasn't on it.
Oh, I wouldn't
may
say
or may
that.
Not have been.
I don't know.
Say that.
I don't know.
I don't know.
No, I wouldn't. In all probability, what happened here, and I've done it many times and I've administered oaths, you just take a Bible, something that looks like a Bible that somebody hands you, and the person puts his hand on it. Now, as I say, it's not part of any legal requirement, and it doesn't matter to the J. judge administering the oath, and could be a copy of Playboy, and the legal effect would be exactly the same. I'm not suggesting that we start administering oaths on Playboy, but that's the substance of it. And it just turned out that whoever picked it up and handed it to Judge Hughes, and she doesn't know who it was,
one thing,
this particular thing.
The same thing bothers me that bothers Mrs. Johnson, that if it does have his initials on it anywhere, it appears to be his personal property. I mean, just the general public may not draw the distinction between something that's kept for the archives and something that's family property.
Well, Ms. Johnson, did you examine this? Did you know that it was had JFK?
No, uh-uh.
Well, then say that.
She thought it was a government issue.
She did not know that it had an initial or anything on it.
That's right. It's perfectly possible. When you came back, what you probably did was take out of your bag various things and turn them over to somebody and turn them over to the archivist. Turn this over
well,
to
I,
the archivist.
You did. You took the oath out and took this Bible. I know that's two things I have.
The oath is stuck in the side of this thing, as I have it in my hand.
Yeah.
Signed by Nick Kitzenbeck, and it has written on it, from Mr. Kitzenbeck.
Yeah.
But I don't know whether that it was brought back that way.
Yes, I think if Marie typed it, somebody did.
Yes.
As he dictated, and yes. I think they gave it to Ms. Johnson.
No, I mean, I don't know whether you brought it, whether you put it in, volume or
I don't think it makes any difference. What I would say is that she brought back various items, such as the oath and the book and others, and turned them over to the archivist, and she didn't know that they had initials on them.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get this statement now. We've discussed it a lot. Let's get, can he make any statement in response to a question, or does he have to wait till each one of these questions appear in your judgment?
Well, if, you know, if you can kiss the thing off by saying that the book on which was used when the president took his oath was, is, and has been in the White House archives, if you can get rid of that as the answer to the story while the story is hot, I'd handle it that way and cut it. Then later on, people are going to ask the other questions, but I think that this will get the news play, and that it's the best way to handle the news play.
All right. Now, have you got that, Marie, clear, and George, are you clear on what that is?
Yes, sir. I think we're both clear on that.
Abe, you don't think for 1 minute that I ought to just write a letter to Mrs. Kennedy and say, when this question was raised, we examined the book, and we discovered the small initials inside the cover, and we are returning it to you?
No, my own feeling about it is that the most we ought to do, if we know any way to do it, is that somebody, perhaps, I don't know whether Saul Linowitz could do this, somebody ought to make sure that Mrs. Kennedy, I ought to ask Mrs. Kennedy, and maybe Mrs. Kennedy would say, well, I want this to be in the government records. It's not a Kennedy family Bible.
I don't think she'd say that.
I bet she would either.
One thing, she never answers questions.
Mm-hmm.
And second thing is, this is a well laid out, deliberate thing, Abe.
Yeah.
Most serious aspect of it is to me that there's somebody working for us, you see, that had some knowledge of this, because nobody knew they had any family Bible.
Yeah.
It's very much like last week when this professor walked out at Rhode Island.
Mm-hmm.
The nurse walked out with him.
Yeah.
There's just three or four people knew that. I didn't know it till after it's all over with. But the press is promptly informed of it.
Yeah.
And I think that somebody informed Manchester of all this stuff. John says that Manchester kept just giving him hell, finally saw him, John's very sorry that he saw him.
I saw him there.
What?
I saw him.
You saw Manchester?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. Well.
For how long? I didn't know about that. For how long?
Well, I don't know. A few minutes. I don't remember exactly.
Yeah. Well.
He asked me how I felt and what we did, and I pretty much recited it in the way that we've all recited it to each other.
Mm-hmm. Well, the net of this is to me, Judge, that that somebody's trying to make it appear that the Johnson family has in its possession a Kennedy Bible. It's just missing. It's never been turned back to the family.
I wouldn't have any hesitation, actually, to having Bill Moyer. Is Bill here?
Bill is sick up there somewhere.
If anybody wants to examine this thing, there's some way to do it.